This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Stephen, he's listening in Kansas. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Hank. I know what you have to say about the faith movement, and that has always made sense to me. I agree with it. Well, I'm reading Acts, and in chapter 14, Paul comes across a crippled man. He notices that he has faith to be healed, and he gets healed. So to me, that sounds like at face value that his faith made him healed.
Here's the issue. What is your faith in, and how do you define faith? The faith movement says faith is a force. Words are the containers of the force. Through the force of faith, you create your own reality. So you can, by having faith in your own faith, you can be healed. A biblical understanding of faith is that faith is a channel of living trust between an individual and their God, and therefore faith is only as good as the object in whom it is placed. If it's placed in yourself, it's ill-placed. If it's placed in God, it's well-placed. And that is the point of faith. We are to have faith in God. And if we have faith in God, then we can move a mountain. Well, what does that mean? God can move mountains is precisely what it means. Therefore, what Jesus is saying is if you have faith in God, then you have the kind of faith that can do anything because God can do anything in accordance with his will and in accordance with his nature. So the whole issue here is not whether you can be healed by faith, but what kind of faith? Is it faith in your own faith, or is it faith in your God? If you have faith in God, you're also saying, may it be according to your will, because you know what's best for me. I don't know what's best for myself. We see a snapshot in time. God sees the panoply of our lives, and therefore we say, God, this is what I would like, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. So there are people like Johnny Erickson Tada, who's one of my heroes of the faith. She has been a quadriplegic in a wheelchair for many, many years, decades, in fact. Does she want to be healed? Of course. But she recognizes now, in retrospect, that her wheelchair has become her crown. As a result of being in a wheelchair, she has been one who has sat at the feet of the Master, and out of the overflow of her relationship with God, she has blessed multitudes.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.